Well, greetings in Jesus, and welcome to the March edition of Highways and Byways, the monthly audio magazine. This is your Highway Minister, Wyatt Timmons, and I'll be with you throughout the whole program. If you're a subscriber, well, then you already know what's in store for you. But for those who have picked up their first copy of Highways and Byways, let me just share this much with you. You're going to hear several styles of great music with one thing in common. No matter what the style, the message will be uplifting, challenging, and maybe even a bit comical at times. And speaking of comical, we've been known to spin a few cuts from Christian comedy teams from time to time, and there'll be a Your Word for the Day study that I recently broadcast on House of Prayer Radio. That's our weekly radio program. Well, this month I've selected a three-part Word for the Day that takes a shot at helping to understand the Trinity a little better. Now, I promise that it won't get too complex or boring. I've made a point to incorporate Sesame Street into the whole thing. Don't try to figure it out right now. I'm still trying to figure out how it all came about myself, but I think it gets the job done, and I think you'll enjoy it. Now, we'll space that out between some of that great music I just mentioned. We have a growing list of independent artists. There'll be some evolution versus creation debate and some end time reports. Now, this End Time Report update is a feature that we added last month, and it seems to have found a permanent spot in a hurry. These updates are based upon the words of Jesus as he told of the signs that would precede his return to earth. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in various places, pestilence and disease, the mark of the beast, and other fearful signs of the times. Now, we've been archiving these updates for a few years, and recently, we began to see some definite trends that helped me decide to create these end time update segments. Now, I'm pretty sure that I've left out a thing or two that you'll hear on this month's audio magazine, but this will give you a good idea about what's coming. Now, all of our contact information is on the last track of this CD, along with information about becoming a highway minister yourself. We provide a 24-hour voicemail line that you can call and leave your prayer requests, testimonies, and maybe one of those difficult spiritual or Bible kind of questions that you'd like an answer to. Maybe you have a topic that you'd like us to tackle on a future Highways and Byways. Now, no one answers when you call that voicemail line. It's just a voicemail message to say hello and to invite you to do what I've just invited you to do right now. And by the way, don't forget to leave a word of encouragement if you don't have anything else to say. We've enjoyed the letters and the emails that have started to come in, so get on the voicemail line and tell everyone how good God has been to you. First names or CB handles are fine. Just tell us where home is. I know. If you're like me, sometimes you think that your truck is home, but that's only till you get back home and get some of Mama's good cooking and see that desk full of bills. Oh well, anyway, don't be shy about calling the voicemail line. As much as you ratchet jaw on that CB every day, Lord knows you can find something good to share with all of us. And you never know when the word of encouragement that you're holding on to is just the thing that someone else needs to hear. So be a blessing to others. Well, that just about covers all of the bases for now. You know, Jesus said wherever two or more are gathering his name, that he'd be right there in the midst of the gathering. That's church, my friend, the gathering together in one accord with others. So the way I see it, you're there, and I'm here, and that makes two. Let's have church.
Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a song. Everyone's a little different. We've all gone wrong. Then the Savior came and he took the blame, changed everything. Then the Savior came and he took the blame, changed everything. Down. price for my freedom. No more chains on me, 'cause the Savior came and he took the blame, changed everything. Yeah, the Savior came and he took the blame, changed everything.